27강 기초학술 예제 다음을 듣고 여자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Last time we learned about the benefits of drinking tea. Today, we'll talk about plant-based food consumption. First, plant-based foods such as fruit, vegetables, and grain help us stay healthy by lowering blood pressure and cholesterol. A plant-based diet also saves an enormous number of animals from being killed by the meat industry. Less demand for meat leads to a decrease in the number of livestock raised for food. This in turn reduces the amount of methane gas and waste the animals produce. In short, by following a plant-based diet, we can stay healthy, save the animals, and protect the environment.
Exercises.
1번 대화를 듣고 남자의 의견으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Gina, I heard that lots of Koreans think sweating a lot helps to cure a cold.
Yes, they do.
Then, when you have a cold, do you usually wear a lot of warm clothes and sleep with extra blanket?
Yeah, I try to sweat a lot to drive away the cold.
Well, actually, it's not a good idea to sweat when you have a cold.
Are you sure?
Yes. I've read a medical report that says it's not a good way.
Why does it say that it's bad?
Because when you sweat, your body loses water and you become dehydrated. This means you also lose minerals, such as sodium, potassium, magnesium, and iron.
Oh, I never thought about that. That's a good point.
Honey, it's such a nice sunny spring morning.
Yes, it is. How about going jogging today?
Sounds great. But we should put on some sunscreen before we go out.
Sunscreen? I don't need any.
Yes, you do. You need to protect your skin every time you go out in the sun.
I know what you mean, but I don't like the sticky feeling of it.
Honey, what matters is not the sticky feeling, but the health of your skin.
Whatever. I don't like it when it makes my face look all white.
Don't worry about that. Consider your skin health, too.
Well, you're probably right. I guess I'll wear sunscreen.
You'll see it's not so bad.
All right. Let's put some on and go out.
3번. 다음을 듣고 남자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello, listeners. In the near future, we will be facing an aging society. This means that there will be an increasing number of old people and fewer young people. This could be a problem because many of the young generation worry about supporting old generation. On the bright side, however, there is good news for these worried young people. According to a recent study, old people have relatively positive emotions. This is because, as people age, they're more emotionally balanced and better able to solve highly emotional problems. In the end, this may actually lead to a more stable society.
4번. 다음을 듣고 여자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello, everyone. Many people know that classical music is good for improving memory and learning. But most people don't associate hip-hop music with vocabulary learning. Well, according to a recent study, hip-hop music listeners can learn more new vocabulary through the music, even though the lyrics may be difficult to understand. Paula Chesley, a professor at the University of Alberta, found that the more people listen to hip-hop music, the more words and phrases they can learn. Building up vocabulary is a vital part of communicating. so listening to hip-hop music can be beneficial in this regard.
5번. 다음을 듣고 남자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hi, everyone. For years, physicians have been warning about the negative health effects of drinking coffee. But many studies recently published suggest that coffee is not a harmful beverage, as previously thought. Rather, it has been discovered that drinking coffee has a number of health-promoting properties. First, it can help lower risks of various cancers, such as liver or kidney cancer. Second, it can reduce the risk of stroke, especially for women. According to research, women who drank more than one cup of coffee per day had about a 25% lower risk of having a stroke than women who drank less. Finally, coffee consumption is said to have a protective effect against diabetes.
6번. 다음을 듣고 여자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello, class. Today's lesson is about animals again. Last class, we talked about different types of animal habitats. But now, we'll focus on what different animals eat in several food chains. Some animals are carnivores. That means they eat the meat of other animals. Carnivores are important to ecosystems because they keep other species from becoming overpopulated. Also, some animals are herbivores. They get their energy from eating only plants. Many herbivores have special digestive systems that let them digest all kinds of plants. Finally, some animals are omnivores. They have the most flexible diet because they eat both meat and plants. All right. So, what type of animal do you think you are?
7번. 대화를 듣고 글리스 오파릴 씨에 관해 언급되지 않은 것을 고르시오.
Hey, Diane. What are you reading?
An article about life in outer space.
Is it interesting?
Yeah. It says that astronomers recently discovered a planet named Gliese 581c.
Oh, wow! Is it close to Earth?
No, it's actually located about 20 light-years away from Earth, and it's 5 times as massive as Earth.
Well, astronomers discover new stars and planets all the time. Why did you say the article is about extraterrestrial life?
Because according to the article, this planet is the most similar to Earth, and it may contain liquid water.
That's amazing!
Yeah, and the temperature of the planet may support life.
Wow! That's really unbelievable!
8번. 배틀 오브 헤이스팅스에 관한 다음 내용을 듣고 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Good afternoon, everyone. In today's class, we're going to focus on the Battle of Hastings. This battle took place on October 14th, 1066, between the Norman French army of Duke William and the English army under King Harold. It took place approximately 7 miles northwest of Hastings. The battle began with the death of the childless King Edward. His death caused a battle for the throne. At the battle, Harold was killed, and his death led to the defeat of his army. About 2,000 invaders died along with about twice that number of Englishmen. William was crowned as king on Christmas Day, 1066. And he founded an abbey at the site of the battle.
9번. 뱀파이어 스퀴드에 관한 다음 내용을 듣고 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Hello, students. One of the animals with this scariest sounding name is the vampire squid. However, despite its name, it is a small creature, growing to only about 6 inches in length. It has 8 arms that resemble those of an octopus. And because of that, it was mistakenly identified as an octopus by researchers in 1903. Unlike most other squids, the vampire squid cannot change its color. So, to hide itself, it uses light-producing organs that are all over its body. When these organs are turned off, it becomes completely invisible in dark waters. However, it swims by flapping its fins and using jet propulsion, just like any other squid. Now, let's watch a short video about vampire squids.
10번. 아이비스에 관한 다음 내용을 듣고 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Good morning, class. Today we're going to continue our discussion about birds. So let's first take a look at the ibis. Ibis are found in warm regions around the world. There are about 30 different species of ibis. They can vary in size and color depending on the species. For example, the dwarf olive ibis is only 5 centimeters tall, while the giant ibis grows to more than a meter tall. Ibis have long necks, legs, and down-curved bills, but their tails are short. They feed mostly on small aquatic animals in mud and shallow water and build nests using sticks. The female ibis usually lays up to 3 eggs at a time, and both parents take care of the young. Now let's take a look at pictures of different types of ibis. Betty, I'm starving from playing badminton. How about eating some instant cup noodles?
Good idea. I'll boil some water.
Wait, what are you doing? Why are you pouring hot tap water?
We can save time heating the water with it.
That's not a good idea. You should never drink or cook with hot water from the tap.
Why not? I'm going to boil it anyway.
Hot water dissolves contaminants more quickly than cold water, and it has more metals such as lead.
How is that bad?
Lead can damage the brain and nervous system.
Wow, I didn't know that.
You should never drink hot water from the tap.
Okay, I'll keep that in mind.
12번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 이어질 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Excuse me, Mr. Johnson. May I ask you something?
Sure. What is it?
Can you tell me what globish is? It's not in the dictionary.
Globish? It means global English. It's the combination of the words global and English. Do you know what global English is?
Yeah, I remember it now. I've read about it in a journal. It's the English language that's used locally by people in a specific area.
Exactly. By the way, why are you wondering about globish?
I have to give a presentation about examples of globish spoken in Asia.
I see. How about Hinglish? I think it's the most well-known globish in Asia.
Oh, that's Indian English, isn't it?
Yeah. Then how about Manglish?
Let me guess. It's Malaysian English, right?
Yes, it is. So, do you feel better about your presentation now?